Hey Potters, welcome to episode 101 of CosPod, the podcast for all things cosplay. We made it past episode 100. We have recovered from our cake coma. Lots of sugar. Yummy, yummy.
The soon-to-be cake coma.
Yes, because I have to eat the cake since I can't share it with you guys. But we are basically into the next age of CosPod, the next gen, if you will. And so you guys will be seeing more of the same and some different things, of course. And you guys can probably see that we've got special guests for this episode. We'll be introducing them in just a moment. But first, let's go ahead and do our normal cosplay updates. Val, this is pretty much going to be mostly you because I'm going to sit there and talk about TRF.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have anything.
All right, then.
It's all you. It's you now. Sorry, I got nothing. I've been busy with work and life, and I got a hoop skirt over the weekend and haven't had a chance to play with it. Go.
All right, then. So I was at Texas Renaissance Festival last weekend before Texas turned into a giant pool. And the weather was actually rather good. I ended up taking my Ranger overcoat, my outfit, with me. Because I did manage to get it all finished in time, thankfully. And the wilderness, the middle of nowhere that is South Texas, is never the place you want to have costume malfunctions. Because you don't have electricity with which to fix it. And you don't have time with which to use typical adhesives. So of course I had malfunctions. Things fell apart. Things shredded that shouldn't have. Things did not adhere the way they were supposed to. And so I kind of had to make do with safety pins, some masking tape, and some things I just had to abandon because there is no hot glue out in the middle of the wilderness. And even with the adhesives I had, it just did not work. But that's okay because it was comfy. The vast majority of it stuck together the way it was supposed to. It kept me warm when it needed to keep me warm. It covered the rest of me when it was really hot outside and the sun was trying to turn me red. Thankfully, it only got my forehead, which was for the better.
Which is good for us pasty white chicks.
Yes. And my knowing what fabrics burn actually came in handy, surprisingly, because just as an aside, I did spin Firepoi twice. No, there is not video. No, there are not pictures. I was in the middle of a ring of people, a very large ring of people around a bonfire. It would not have been safe to have a camera on a tripod. It would not have lasted very long, and a lot of the people were not sober. So I did not trust my camera out there anyway. But I did manage to light a patch of my jeans on fire.
Woo!
On accident. This was not intentional. I am fine.
Sure
I did not get burned. However, knowing that denim does not burn and shrivel is actually very useful, and that is why I wear denim when I fire spin. It does not burn. Therefore, it actually protects my skin from the thing that is on fire that I managed to hit myself with. It happens in performance, but it was fun. I had a great time. I'm very glad I did not go when the hurricane hit, and I really needed that vacation. Really, really needed that vacation. So that has been my cosplay update. Because now everything is back in a box.
There's so many bad things that could go into the box. Oh, my goodness. Not touching that with a 10-foot pole. I got here to giggle. That's all I needed. Yay! I've achieved my goal for today. Ha-ha!
Anyways. So if you would like to go ahead and intro this episode, this is your baby.
Absolutely. So given that this is the week of Halloween, what do we do at CosPod? We have a Halloween episode. It is all graviness and awesome sauce. Yay! So this time we decided we want to have our correspondents on as we have our wonderful Halloween chat. So say hi to Bailey and Katie. Hi, ladies.
Hey. Hi.
And I'm sure you guys don't need an introduction. You know who they are. They've been with us all year round. And so basically, this is just going to be us talking about all the fun Halloween things that are going on, the costumes that are really trendy this year, which is kind of a surprise on what's the top on the women's list, and then all the really bad, really weird, sexy costume ideas that make us go, why? So, this is really going to be free form. Ladies, feel free to jump in whenever you want to. We're going to start off with the topic of the common cosplayer problem. what to wear for Halloween? Because this always fills up my Facebook feed, and it's like, yeah, none of us really know what to do. Like, convention, no problem. We've got our plans laid out. Like, here's 5 to 10 costumes I'm going to wear over the weekend. Great. Halloween, I don't know what to wear. Do you ladies face this problem? And I see Bailey nodding her head.
Yes. I had like 3 different ideas for this year because I had work and I work at a museum and it's reopening on Halloween and they're doing So it's like, I'll just go with life. And then I was like, but I have a bachelor party right after that and that's too much to drive another 4 hours.
But still, that's kind of, hey, at least you have options. Do you know, have you decided what you're doing yet? I mean, is it finalized? Are you changing?
Yeah, I was going to go scary for the bachelorette party, but I've decided that since it ended up being like a masquerade theme, I'm just going to go in my fox kigu and wear an orange wig.
That's cute. That'll be something different, and people would be able to tell what you are.
And I'd be able to walk like a fox.
That'll work out well with a pizza rat, because that's a costume option this year. What about you, Katie? Are you doing anything? I think you're going to a convention this weekend, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm actually going to be at Yomicon, so I'm going to be at a giant Halloween party in Detroit. I haven't decided which cosplay I'm wearing for Halloween. It just depends, I guess, what I feel like wearing when I get up that day. But I'm bringing Dino Gnar. I'm bringing Kiki, and I'm bringing, I just made a Mabel costume. I'm almost done with it, that I, like, pulled out of my butt. it literally was assembled today, and all the stuff for it was found around my house or bought on Friday, so
nice.
it's gonna be an adventure. But, yeah, in the past, I found it really hard to, like, find the enthusiasm and like energy to even dress up for Halloween. Like when I was in college, I was like, guess what I am for Halloween? A tired college student. I'm going to go take a nap.
That's brilliant.
Like, that's my costume. I'm exhausted. And then last year I got all dressed up in Surprise Party Fiddlesticks and I was like so ready to scare the neighborhood children. But then I remembered that there's no children in my neighborhood and no one showed up. So I was just sad and I watched Rocky Horror Picture Show about 1,000 times. And nice. Then I went to bed and I ate all the candy the next day by myself. So
actually, that would have been really cool to see in Fiddlesticks and getting kids freaked out over that. That would have been fun.
Yeah, and, like, it's weird. Like, little kids are not afraid of it, even though I'm really tall in that. I'm, like, 6-something because I have these giant, like, platforms I wear under it. So I'm very tall, and I feel like that is a little bit intimidating. But little kids love that costume, and I was, like, really excited. But I didn't want to, like, walk around too much because I was afraid of falling over and hurting myself and having to, like, drag myself back to my house. So,
so it was probably
like, oh, I'll
for
just
the best.
Stay in my house, but didn't work out.
Totally understand. And I know for me, like, my biggest thing is I deal with a lot of kids on Halloween because we have a huge crowd of kids that come to our home every single year. We're like the Halloween home. So they know that we're candy central, we're Halloween central, so they always come to us. So it's like, okay, I need to pick costumes that the kids will know. I don't really care about the parents. It's about making the kids happy. That's what Halloween's about. So I've done, like, Star Wars stuff in the past, and I've tried doing original stuff, but it's like, no, they don't really get it. So, like, this year I'm pulling out my Evil Queen costume because I figure, okay, it's Disney. Most kids probably know who the Evil Queen is by now. I know it's classic Snow White, so I probably have a couple people raising their eyebrows, but I figure that's pretty safe territory. I'm always afraid of, like, throwing on, like, one of my old school anime things and people being like, what the hell? What are you supposed to be? Like,
that's another thing. Like, my costumes are not from, like, you know, like, I have only anime and League of Legends costumes, basically. Like, I am not recognizable to people who don't watch or play that. So, like, it's just one of those things. Like, I feel like that's the problem with a lot of, like, cosplayers, especially, like, anime cosplayers, is that, like, nobody knows what you are unless you're, like, Sailor Moon. Like, that's the only one that you may get recognized as. But most of them, like, they're going to have no idea, like, who the frick you are. So it's just, like, why bother, you know? I'll just stay in my sweats.
Yeah, Yeah, because I thought about wearing my Sailor Mars costume for this year, and I'm like, nobody's going to get it. They're going to think I'm Sailor Moon or Wonder Woman or something.
There yeah, you go, yeah. Tough. And I've had that happen to me before, too, where I had my blue Sith costume, and I thought, okay, I have a lightsaber. This should be very obvious that I'm from Star Wars. But people kept asking me if I was from the James Cameron movie Avatar. And I was like, oh.
This year you could probably get away with Star Wars because that big trailer just came out, so it's like exactly. Forefront in everybody's mind. That trailer did like break the internet, so you could probably get away with it this year.
Yeah.
The trailer and the tickets broke the internet.
Yeah.
But yeah, that I think definitely for a lot of us, because we have such a niche view on what our favorite costumes are and what's popular, like we think Naruto is really cool, but kids have no idea what that is. They could care less.
Unless their parents are anime fans, but...
Yeah, how rare is that
going to
be?
If their parents are anime fans, they're probably watching anime, you know? I feel like if your parents are anime fans, they're watching anime and you're in the house too, so you know what it is.
Totally get that, yeah. And yeah, and really, I think as we start getting older and we start having our own kids, yeah, they're going to be more in tune with the geeky stuff. So I think over time... We'll see more kids who are like, oh, we're Goku. Great. That's awesome. But for now, I think so many of them are still oblivious to it that it's like, we should probably stick to something really safe. Like, pick anything Disney and you're good to go.
Yeah.
But that's also kind of fun, too, that you get to have a Halloween party, basically, at a convention. There's one that's taking place here called OniCon, and I'm just like, man, that's an awesome idea.
It really is. I think it solves that problem. Of, like, what am I going to wear? Like, normal convention stuff, that's what.
Exactly.
The closest one to me on Halloween is in Michigan, and I keep seeing people are like, are you going to Yomacon? I'm like, I want to go to Yomacon.
Yomacon, that's where I'm going. Well, last year I wanted to go, but then last minute, my, like, partner in crime dropped out on me, so I couldn't, like, afford to go after that. And I was just, like, most of Halloween was really sad, too, because I was, like, seeing all the pictures from Yomacon, like, rolling through Tumblr and being like, I could have been there instead of in my house by myself.
Eating all your candy.
Yeah, just, like, shoving candy in my face. So I'm, like, really happy that I can go this year. And it looked like so much fun the last 2 years, so I'm really excited I get to go. And I get to hang out with one of my friends I haven't seen for a while. And, oh, I'm just so excited. I can't wait. I got a flu shot so I can get on the plane and not die. My arm is numb. I'm just so excited.
You're prepped. You're ready to go. You're covered for all situations.
I'm so good.
Oh, that's too funny. All right, so I'm going to move on to the next one because I thought what was really cool this year, and this is like the first time I've seen this, geeky costumes are becoming like a really, really big thing. Like, and it's not just like, you know, recreations of movie, television, comic book, whatever, but like they have geek casual wear too. Like you can just buy like a Robin hoodie and there's your costume. And they're selling this at like Spirit Halloween, Party City, whatever. And I'm like, we're taking over. It's kind of cool.
Yeah, you used to only be able to get that kind of stuff at like Hot Topic where they had the like Dalek dresses and stuff, but now it's a lot more mainstream, which is kind of neat.
Yeah, I actually bought like a Captain America like sports jacket at Walmart recently.
Nice.
And I've just been... And I saw four separate people wearing that jacket. Four just today.
That's awesome. Yeah, it's just so cool to see how easily accessible it all is. And I'll be sure to post up pictures. I took a ton of them when I was walking around Spirit going like, they have this stuff. Must take picture. Lots of photos.
Yeah,
I've never seen it before.
As soon as Halloween's over, it'll all be on mega sale. So that's the time to get that stuff.
Darn.
That's when I buy all my stuff.
That's what I'm doing. I found a Captain America shield that I can use for my costume this year. And it's just the right size. Perfect size. I'm
all
excited.
Yeah. Nice. There's like two cosplay shopping holidays right around the corner. We got the day after Halloween. That's always a goodie. And then Black Friday was super awesome last year. I'm so excited to buy all my shit for the entire year. I'm totally prepped. I have my list ready. I have everything I need, all my budgets. I'm totally ready.
That's my favorite thing to do, is to just trounce through the Party City store at the day after Halloween. It's like, okay, everything's 50 to 75% off. Time to stock up.
Yeah.
And then you stop by Walmart, get a couple cases of candy, and then pump out a couple costumes while you're on the sugar high. That's always what I do.
It's the best time to do it.
Awesome.
So with that in mind, I actually wanted to see what you guys thought was the top-selling Halloween costume right now for women. I'm curious to see what you guys think it is.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
That's a good, good one, but no. It is for the boys, though.
Hmm. Is it one of those sexy ones, or is it like a semi-normal one? Am I not allowed to ask questions? I just have to guess off the fly.
It's sexy. I don't know if it's really normal, but it's within the geek realm, if that helps any.
I don't know. Is it like
Ding.
Yeah. Harley Quinn. Yeah. Oh yeah, she's been really popular for cosplayers now too, cuz her new design I think is a lot more accessible for like people who are a little bit more like not as hardcore. Like you don't have to like necessarily like get a wig and like paint your entire body and stuff.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm going to flip on over to my screen share. Dude, we'll see if we can get this rolling. There we go. So yeah, those are the top three sellers right now. And actually the one that's the biggest seller is the Arkham City Harley Quinn.
It looks just like it. I saw it in stores and I was actually impressed.
It was really surprising. And I think what was really cool to see was that the quality is not bad. Like, usually you get, like, a Halloween party store costume, and it maybe is good for one wearing. This one's probably good for, like, three or four wearings. The stitching isn't bad. They use better materials. Granted, it does mean it costs a little bit more money, but you got a couple of wears out of it.
Yeah.
I mean, they were already stupidly expensive anyway.
Yeah.
I mean, there was, like, I remember when I actually used to buy costumes, like, for Halloween, it would be, like, $80 for a costume that you could literally wear once, if maybe, if you were lucky. If you didn't, like, sit down too hard, you could wear it one night.
And, yeah, now it's, like, they're upping up their standards, and it's just like, okay, this might actually be worth an investment. And now you go to the store, and you see almost all the Harley Quinn stuff being completely wiped out. It's like, whoa, this is weird.
Yeah.
Better hope everyone wearing that costume better hope it's not cold.
Yeah,
it's supposed
exactly.
to be really cold and rainy here. So
I think that's what
hopefully
it's
they bring
to
sweaters.
Yeah.
It's been cold and rainy all week.
Same.
It was really warm here last week, but we've
it
been
like
getting
tried
weird,
to snow
weird
a couple
in Massachusetts.
Ago.
We have been getting really weird weather. It snowed during AAC for like Sunday of AAC, it snowed in the morning when I was driving home. And then last week, it was 75 degrees where I work. And I was like, okay, but I dressed for winter and now I'm sweating, though. Can we stop?
That sounds like Texas weather. Like one day it's 90, the next day it's 60, because it can.
I mean, I say it's weird, but this is pretty normal for like this area. It usually can't really decide. It's just we don't usually get highs that high. We usually flip between like 50 and 30. Global warming!
I was going to say, I'd be freezing my butt off right now, but we've just had a ton of rain dumped on us in one day, so I'm like, okay. Mid-70s, I'm good.
Everyone and here has been complaining about the cold, and I'm like, bro, it's winter. It's supposed to be cold. Like, it's the end of, it's almost November. Like, it's supposed to be cold right now. You
yeah,
can't
exactly.
This is what happens.
Yeah, this is
move
normal.
To Florida. Like, it's cold now.
It's like 50s, and it gets down into the 50s now, which isn't as bad as it gets like during winter, but I still see like people being like, people were complaining about other people wearing flip-flops, but they were wearing super tight like outfits, and I was like, I don't understand how you're warm.
It doesn't go both
when
ways.
I was in school in Long Island. When I was in school in Long Island, it, like, never got below, like, 29 in Long Island ever. So I would wear flip-flops until, like, December break. Like, I don't care. I just remember one time I was, like, walking to the grocery store, like, convenience store, and I was wearing flip-flops, and then it started to snow when I was walking back, and I was like, I should probably stop wearing flip-flops now.
Just make it part of your quote-unquote costume. It's like, there.
Yeah.
Tired college
My
student.
My costume is person who won't stop wearing flip-flops because she isn't like finding socks.
There you
go. I'm too tired to find socks, therefore I must always wear flip-flops.
That's where the tired college student comes into play. There's your Halloween costume at all times.
That's my permanent costume. Just tired adult now. Tired adult is, I've switched from tired college student to tired adult.
There you go. Well, speaking of the creativity in costumes, this is the fun part where I get to surf the internet and see all the weird and creepy things that go on out there. But I'm actually going to start with a really cute idea that I just found on my Facebook, like literally 10 minutes before we started this broadcast. I'm going to start off with, if I can get over to the right screen, that would be very helpful.
Oh, that is cute.
Is that not a cute and clever idea? I like it when people think outside of the box for Halloween. So it's like, okay, so Dad's going to be dressed up as the tower and Baby's going to be Rapunzel. How adorable.
I wonder what Mom's going to be. Is Mom going to be the witch? Mom should be the witch.
That's what I was thinking, too. Mom should be the Mother Grossel. That would be great.
If Mom was a prince, that would be pretty funny also.
Yeah, that would be.
That would be uber funny. So, yeah, I love the fact that it brings out such creativity in people. And then at the same time, we get the weirdness and the randomness that is trying to sell whatever was hot and popular in 2015.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like, the memes.
Yeah, the memes. Like, I was surprised that they – I should say I was surprised, but I really shouldn't have been surprised, the fact that they had the dress in both shades for $50.
I completely forgot about that.
I know. Like, it didn't even cross my mind until I saw it, and I was like, wait, it's that stupid dress thing from February of this year.
That was so dumb. I didn't even spend more than, like, 2 seconds on it. I was like, I don't care what color it is. End of story. Closed window.
That sounds about right. And that's what that's what they do for Halloween, though. It's all about, you know, whatever was popular this year.
But, like, who's wearing this? Like, who wants to be a tired old meme that wasn't even good when it was, like, popular, but is totally out of date now and aged like fucking sour milk? Like, it has not aged well. Nobody talks about it. Yeah. Like, you will literally be, like, the lamest person at this party full of people. Whatever. If everybody wears meme costumes to this party, you're at a meme party, you'll be the lamest meme there.
Pepe would be better.
Yes.
Yeah. Do they have a sexy Pepe the Frog costume?
Oh my goodness, I'm going to have to Google that now.
They're going to make everything sexy, right? I remember last year there was sexy Gordon Ramsay, and I wanted that costume so bad. I was in love with that whole idea. Sexy Gordon Ramsay, man. I was so excited that that existed. But now it doesn't. It's not really a thing anymore, and I'm sad that I didn't hop on it while it was a thing.
You say, well, you still could have, because that would have been really funny.
It was so funny. I still find it amusing thinking about it now, a year later. And I could have used it.
I remember one from last year. I don't know if you guys happened to watch John Oliver Last Week Tonight, but there was a sexy John Oliver costume. And I'm just like, okay, whatever needs to be sexy can totally be sexy. Like, you know, the Donald T. Rump Shaker.
Oh, I think it's a ripoff. I did see that one.
And it's supposed to be...
What's the bottom look like? Is it like booty shorts? It should be booty shorts.
It should be booty shorts, yeah.
It should be booty shorts that say, I hate Mexicans on the bottom.
Oh my goodness. That's brilliant. We need to add to the costume.
Hire me, costume store.
But I was like, okay, for what you're getting out of it, it's a little ridiculously overpriced for something that's good for one wearing.
And also, like, you could totally just make that yourself. Like, go to the thrift store and buy a blazer and a hat and write on the hat with, like, a fabric pen. You know, like, that doesn't make any sense to pay $70 for that.
You can totally Goodwill the crap out of that costume and be
I hope nobody
fine.
Paid $70 for that. I hope they didn't sell any because that's such a ripoff.
Say, even the wig you can get at almost any party store and probably save money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, probably.
And then going down the line of the really crappy Halloween costumes, there's the lovely Caitlyn Jenner.
I saw that one.
Oh, yeah. People on my Facebook page, the PC people on my Facebook page are all up in arms about this one. They're like, that's not funny or cool, which I kind of agree with. It's not very nice.
It really isn't, and I'll show you the next one.
If I saw someone wearing that, I'd probably think about punching them.
It's just one of those weird things, and I get why certain costume shops do this because they try to pick whatever is recent and topical and they try to turn it into a profit. They do it every year, so it doesn't surprise me that this became a costume.
Yeah, it's just not very nice.
It really isn't. But then on the same breath, you have old Caitlyn Jenner, who was originally Bruce Jenner as the decathlete. It goes full circle.
I feel like there's a lot of younger people who would have no idea. Yeah, like anybody younger than a certain age is going to have no idea what that is.
Exactly.
Like if you are younger, like I think the cutoff is like, I don't know, like 18. If you're younger than 18, you have no idea what that is. You're like, great, you're a medal winner. Congrats.
You're Olympian. Woohoo.
Yeah, like congrats on your costume. And Olympians are pretty cool. Like I have no idea.
I would have gone with, like, honestly, even knowing that, like, Caitlyn Jenner as Bruce Jenner was an athlete, I immediately thought, what is Zac Efron doing there?
That's funny.
I went High School Musical. I'm like, is he an Olympian now?
He changed careers on us. He decided singing and dancing in school was no longer necessary. He wanted to be an Olympian.
Yeah.
You want a funny costume. Make the one with the balloon grape. That's a funny costume. And that doesn't offend anybody, you know?
There you go.
Who are you going to offend? Grapes? They don't get offended. And you're just great. You know what? You're funny. You're cool. It's an easy costume. If you need to take a nap, you got pillows. No downside to that costume.
Hate to tell you, but grapes can get sour.
Oh! Thank you, Amber.
Amber pops in.
Punny lady. That was brilliant.
Thank you.
So next up on the lovely list is Cecil the Lion, poor Cecil that was killed in Africa earlier this year. It's freaking costume.
The dentist shot him. Yep. Another thing I don't care about and didn't really read about.
I didn't even know it happened until my brother started freaking out about people freaking out about it.
Yeah, that's essentially what it was. Nobody really cared until people started freaking out about it. And it was just like, okay.
I feel like I'm way out of the loop for all this stuff because I don't watch the news, so all my news comes from Facebook. But if somebody posts too much about one thing, I just block them from my feed because I don't care enough to, like, get upset about stuff. It's like, you know, like, I have very limited time in my life to read Facebook, and I really only want to see happy things. You know? I just want to see happy things.
I don't blame you on that one. I mean, I guess the only plus on this one is that 20% of your proceeds go to the World Wildlife Fund, but, you know, do you really want to be the sexy...
Why don't you just... And also, like, if you really want to help lions, why don't you just donate all your costume money to the World Wildlife Fund and not buy a costume?
Yeah.
It does look pretty warm around the head, though.
That's what they say. It's probably really comfy around the head.
Yeah.
Looks like it'd give you a wedgie, though.
The companion piece. You can also be the lion killer dentist because, you know, that's not tacky at all.
No, of course not.
It's disturbing.
That blood splatter is not very convincing. They could have tried harder.
Yeah, I was about to say, you can see where there's a line, like, right at his torso where it cuts off.
That is, like, the worst blood splatter ever.
Yeah,
come on now, guys.
Those kind of costumes, if you look at the kind of threats that guy got, he got death threats.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Did you really want to go around wearing that costume when people already pretty uniformly feel very strongly in a very particular way about it?
Exactly.
It's for those people who like offending people. There's always that one guy, you know, in your, like, not maybe your friend group, but in your periphery, like your three, it's like a friend of a friend who really likes being offensive. It's for that guy.
I get
that.
But
the thing is, like, you're going to spend like $70 on this costume. And, like, but, like, you're going to spend, like, $70 to $100 on a costume you can't wear again? Like, because, like, by the time next year rolls around, this is not relevant anymore. So what, you're just going to be a dentist with a lion head next? Like, it just doesn't make any sense.
There's a difference.
It's not relevant now anyway.
Yeah,
there's a difference between being offensive for the sake of being offensive and openly inviting violence. Because there are people that feel a lot more strongly about that particular kind of costume. Like, somebody, if they went around wearing that in certain areas of this city, they would be inviting a punch in the face.
Yeah, very much so.
I think some people like that, though. I think some people like that kind of friction in their lives.
Well, if they want to get punched in the face or in worse places.
Hey, you know what? If you
want to
get punched in the face, there's a lot of ways to get punched in the face.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a weird thing that you want done to you. Whatever. Yeah, that's weird, but okay, whatever. You want to get punched in the face, you go for it, buddy. But yeah, it just seems like a giant waste of like your time and effort. It just seems like a giant waste because like you're going to like buy this costume, you literally can't wear it again. Because it's already out of date. So, like, next year it's definitely going to be out of date. So, it's like a waste. It's a total waste of money and time and effort. Why? I hope they didn't sell any. Hot City
Hope. If I had a costume party and somebody showed up like that, I just shut my door.
Yeah, I think at that point, too, if it were me, I'd just be like, bye. Dude, you just crossed the line. Bye. You're gone. You clearly want to incite something that you – no, bye. But yeah, I pulled up this one because I thought that the title alone really just speaks so well that it's a two-piece Hot City Ho.
Well, I mean, they're not wrong.
They're definitely not wrong about it. I mean, it could be worse.
I think
you'd
be cold. It doesn't look very comfortable.
That's what I was thinking, too.
It looks like it's made out of pleather.
Yeah.
Why pink hair? Why pink
That's
hair?
What hoes have, apparently.
Because a hoe has to be classy?
Yeah, that's what hoes have, I guess. We don't
maybe
know.
That's what makes it Hot City, is having pink hair?
It just seems, yeah, maybe. Maybe it's just like, it just like seems like you would be really uncomfortable in this costume because, one, it looks like it would give you a wedgie. Two, it looks like it's made out of pleather, so you'd be really sweaty on the parts that you actually have covered. Then the rest of you would be really cold, so you'd be sweaty and cold. That's like the worst combo. And you'd have a wedgie.
Yep.
And if you wear those boots, your feet will hurt.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about comfort. You know, wear your Kigu for Christmas. Kigus are comfortable.
No
Take
kidding.
A nap.
All right, next one.
But hey, if you want to wear the Hot City Ho costume, I'm not going to judge you. You do what you do. Pizza Mouse. What?
Yeah, this is Pizza Rat, who was, like, really famous on the internet for, like, 2 days. Maybe, like, a month
but
and a half ago.
But it's a sexy Pizza Rat?
Yes, it's sexy Pizza Rat.
Okay,
I've
so
never
are
heard
the
pizza
slices,
rat.
Are those purposefully pointing where they are meant to be pointing?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's no way that it couldn't be.
They're totally pointing where you think they're supposed to be pointing. Welcome to Halloween tackiness.
Are they pockets?
They're not pockets. No, I checked.
Like... Bummer. Oh, well, if they were pockets, that would at least be something. No pockets?
Yeah.
Come on. Where are you going to keep your keys?
Probably in the bustier.
In your butt. Keep your keys clenched between your buttocks all night.
Those are partial pockets. You can see her left hand is actually partially inside one of them.
Oh, is it?
Is it? Or did they just edit her fingers out?
Well, no, you can see her fingers under the crust of the pizza.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can kind of see it.
Is it a pocket or does it just lift up because it's sewn on?
It might just have, like, the crust is, like, you know, sticky out.
The crust may be a flap.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think I need to double check this costume. Granted, I will not be purchasing this, but it didn't mention anything about pockets.
Well,
I could
her fingers are extending past
maybe
the crust.
Maybe the pockets are a happy
that makes
surprise.
Sense.
The
that
tail kind of looks like a tampon string. That's not very attractive. It's not an attractive
placement.
Look. It's just not good.
Unless
she should probably
Christian
hold
Gray.
It or something.
Ew. Funny.
I mean, I don't want to kink shame anybody, but I am not into that.
No,
that is distasteful to me. my kink is kink shaming, so don't kink shame me for kink shaming.
And then last but not least.
I'm noticing all of these have really high-heeled shoes.
Yeah, it's stripper shoes.
I know.
You're not sexy until you're wearing heels that hurt your feet.
Exactly. That's essentially what Halloween costumes are all about for the ladies.
French fries? What is this supposed to be? French fries?
You got it. It's sexy French fries.
That's my kind of costume.
Does it come with complimentary French fries to eat all night?
No.
Well, fuck that then.
But your boyfriend or your husband can be the hamburger that goes with the sexy French fries.
I guess so. Who's going to be the drink? Like your third wheel friend is going to be
they actually
the
have
tall soda?
It's so weird. They have, like, this line of sexy foods. So, like, there's sexy corn on the cob. There is a sexy pizza. And it's like, oh, my God. Really? Is this necessary?
Sexy corn on the cob sounds hilarious. Well, you know, if you're going to be sexy something, you should be sexy food. I mean, because then you can eat food all night, and you'd be like, no, it's cool, bro. I'm eating my food that I'm sexy.
Yeah. I'm going to see if I can pull this up. All right, I'm going to see if I can pull up the sexy corn on the cob. Hang with me here.
Sexy corn on the cob.
There we go.
You know. Oh, I've actually seen this one before. For some reason, I didn't remember. Oh, I guess the hair piece is like the
They'll
hairy
make
part?
Noise.
Corn stalk,
oh, I
yeah.
Get it. I get it. Okay. But what's the wristlet supposed to be? I don't get the wrist part. Is it butter? What? I don't get the wrist part eludes me. That eludes me. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what the wrist is supposed to be. That's
be more corn, but like it doesn't make sense.
This costume looks like it would be extremely ill-fitting because it's not very well fitted to her. Like it looks like it's a very weird shape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like look at the design. It's like two pieces, but it's like not two pieces, and then it's got flappy things, but it's got a seam down the front, and it's like a halter top that has this flappy thing in the back. Like, it's just weird. It's a weird design.
Yeah, something about it is just off. But I remember seeing it going like, sexy corn on the cob. Okay, sure. Why not? Because
where's the sexy
can.
Cup noodle? I want a sexy cup noodle. That's what
oh,
I
that's,
want.
Oh, that's hiding somewhere, I'm sure. You Google it, I'm sure you'll find it.
I want a sexy ramen. Cup noodle. That's,
sexy ramen.
That's the only thing I will accept.
Oh, goodness. Okay, but that was my selection of the weird things that I have found this year. If it's not sexy food, it's sexy something or sexy Donald Trump and nightmare fuel.
There's this new like female Captain America from Secret Wars, but I don't remember exactly what her name is. But I found like costumes for her at Party City, but it's not the costume. But it has her picture on it, like, with the costume it's supposed to be, but it's not.
Yeah.
It's like a rave costume.
Oh.
Weird.
Yeah, a lot of the ones that I'm finding, like, for the quote-unquote female superheroes, they're on point, like, because they're She-Ra, which is really cool, and I was like, oh, cool, there's She-Ra. Or they do this weird interpretive dance of, like, Iron Man in female form, or Captain America in rave gear, and it's just awkward.
Yeah.
And I think that's my big thing with costumes is that unless you find something that's super duper accurate, that's already sexy looking by nature, the only other options out there for us are just slut up costumes. And I don't think that's really an option. It's like, okay, you're sexy or you're slutty.
Buy the man's costume.
Yeah.
Buy the man's costume.
That's what it comes down to is you have to get the unisex costumes or the man's costumes and then somehow fiddle it to make it fit your body shape.
Unless you want the ones with the muscles on them, then it doesn't really work out that well.
Hey, everybody needs pecs. Everybody needs nice pecs. If there's one thing that the world could use, more nice pecs. And abs. Washboard abs, I can get behind that. Everybody gets a set of washboard abs.
But then you run into that problem, too.
I'm very happy with that, Oprah.
Oh goodness. But yeah, that's all I have for the Halloween stuff and the insanity. Do you ladies have any last things you would like to add about one of our favorite holidays?
I'm so sad they didn't bring sexy Gordon Ramsay back.
I think that might be the death of the title, Sexy Gordon Ramsay. What was that, Bailey?
So
sorry.
Because they don't have a sexy fox for What Does the Fox Say?
They had one a couple of years ago when that song became really, really big and popular, but I haven't seen it repeated yet.
It's one of those things, like, once the meme dies, they don't bring it back again.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. You miss your chance 1 year and you don't see it again.
Although, I'm surprised there's not more Bob Ross, because he's been rather popular lately.
That's true. I'm so kind of surprised by that too. I figured that would be fairly easy to put together for most people. I mean, just get the wig, you get his style, which is can be pretty much thrift store and like an art easel, and you're done. But yeah,
how
that's
come
all.
They only have sexy Donald Trump? Why don't they have like sexy Hillary Clinton or like sexy Jeb Bush?
Oh, that's just creepy.
Not fair.
That's,
they should
that's
have
just
sexy
creepy.
Everyone. Sexy everyone or sexy no one. You can't be. You can't choose like that. That hurts people's feelings. Jeb Bush is probably crying in his house right now. They don't think I'm sexy.
Let's not forget about Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, Bernie Sanders. He's probably crying because, you know, they're like, oh, nobody made a sexy costume of me. That's so sad. Donald Trump gets one.
Amber is cringing at the thought, but it's really flipping funny when you think about it.
Sexy is not in my first 10 words when it comes to politicians, and I prefer
maybe not to.
Well, mine either, but
yeah.
I just think it's funny.
Just to think of Jeb Bush at home crying that nobody thinks his costume is sexy—that's a vision.
It's a funny image. It's a funny image. Politicians have feelings too, maybe.
We think. We're pretty sure. We're not entirely certain, but we're pretty sure.
Sometimes it's hard to tell.
Supposedly they claim to be human.
Oh, goodness. I think on that note, we're going to wrap up with the Halloween talk there. So that was very enlightening and very entertaining, and it's good to have different points of views and different conversations on the subject. So thank you, ladies. Amber, do you have anything else that you want to add?
No, I'm still mentally scarred by sexy politicians.
Well, if you two would like to dress up as a sexy politician, I'm sure a number of party stores still have all those masks available because, like, they do every election cycle, and you can just do whatever you want below the head. You just go nuts. I won't stop you.
I think I will pass.
Yeah, I think I'm going to pass on that, too.
I might add it to my Fox Kigu costume.
Oh, there's a good idea. Do a Bernie Sanders mask and then do the Fox Kigu.
Yes. It's foxy.
There you go.
I'd be a foxy lady.
There you go.
Foxy Bernie Sanders. I like this idea. Well, if you're interested in any more Halloween talk, not only can you listen to our after session where we have a little bit of a talky-talk about it, but be sure to check me out on Trade Paper Hacks, where I actually had an entire episode of just talking about Halloween costumes and all the craziness that went with that. So give them a look out, too. Shout out to them. Thank you, guys. But other than that, Amber, was there anything else that we wanted to add for this episode? Because we have a very long after session, too.
I think we're good.
Cool. Well, then you wrap us up, lady. It's your turn.
So thank you guys for sticking with us for this Halloween episode of Cospod the Podcast for all things cosplay. You can find us on a whole bunch of social media here, 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 and here. Thank you for those who, of course, have been staying with us all this time. We also want to welcome our new listeners. Thank you so much. We hope you guys will stick around for our next 100 episodes as well. As always, you guys can contact us through Facebook, through DeviantArt, through our email, which is podcast@cospod.org. If you have comments, questions, concerns, compliments, constructive criticism, anything you would like to say to us, we welcome it. And if you're still looking for Cospod the Musical, sorry, we have not reached 20 ratings and reviews on iTunes yet. Get to
Yay.
Work. You lazy bums.
I'm okay with that.
But otherwise, we would like to thank Katie and Bailey for being with us this episode. Thank you, ladies.
Yay!
You're welcome.
And we will see you guys in episode 102. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Have fun scaring the kids.